have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way to stand up, stand up, stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Welcome to the show. Hi, y'all. It's amazing. It's Wednesday. Again. The president is on his way to meet with Joe Biden right now as we speak. He might be there already. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. And my biblical question is a doozy. It's brand new for this week. And it's for those who really are working on themselves and who want it. It's not for anyone that doesn't want it. All right? Most people love their misery. Most people love their evil. They love their evil hearts. So it's not for you. Why do you pay attention to yourself? Why do you pay attention to yourself? Why do you pay attention to yourself? Why? Tell me why. Why must I wait until tonight? Why do you pay attention to yourself? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're busy and you can listen to the show as it is happening and you would like to do that rather than podcast too, but you want to listen why it's happening, you can do it on your iPhone or iPad. And this doesn't matter where you are and who you are. You could be that caravan of illegal aliens trying to hurry up and get here. I don't know why they're trying to hurry up and get here, knowing that Trump has won, and all the only thing going to happen, they're going to be shipped back. What the? I guess they want a free ride back home. But, to the caravan that's on their way, to the people who are buying drugs right now, fentanyl, and to the people who are selling the drugs, and to the people who are having withdrawals from the drugs, you can be listening to the show live by calling the listen line on your iPhone or iPad, by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP. Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. All right. Manhood is coming up in the third hour today. Men, it's okay to be a man. I heard that they are dispersing due to Trump's win from Reuters. Some still might come, but they are, but that's the headline. Yeah, I heard about that too. Some of the illegals are dispersing. They're like, what the? Let me go back on. But I guess some are still coming, so we'll see. I think one of the most mind-blowing things to me I ever seen, and this is a new, meaning over the last 20 years or so, because growing up, I don't remember, though I didn't pay a lot of attention to the government growing up, but I don't remember it being this way. I used to think that the government was on the side of the voters, of the taxpayers, of the citizens who want to be safe in their country and the roads repaired. I've now learned over the last 4 years, especially the last 4 years, that our government is 100% against the American people. They want total chaos. They want crime. They want to be out of control. They want you to be afraid. They want you fighting with one another. They want total chaos in America because that gives them a sense of power and wealth. And they want it. And when the voters vote against it, our own government go against the voters to keep chaos in our country, in my country. Isn't that amazing? And yet, we the people vote for these people, and we're voting for our enemies. We vote our own enemy in office to give them rule over us. And most people repeat it over and over again. Look how long the Wicked Witch of the West, Maxine Waters, has been in office. That female has no business being in office, period. Years ago, she should have been thrown out. But the people vote her in over and over again. They call her auntie. And auntie don't love them one iota of a minute, of a second. And we don't pay our government to love us, do we? We pay our government to work for us. And Maxine Waters hasn't done anything good for the district that she's over, South Center and all those areas, wherever. And yet the people vote for over and over and over again. Look how they voted for Gavin Newsom over and over again. And Gavin is nothing but a liar. He just go on TV, he comb his hair. He has hair like hake. Good hair. He comb his hair, he go on TV, and he lie. He play whatever role you want him to play. Pretending he picking up the homeless trash, whatever role. And he just lies, straight up lie, and the people vote for him. I didn't know that we can vote for a government that is against us. It reminds me of, for the last 35 years, we have been telling you here to forgive and you shall be free. We like drop your anger and you as an individual can be free. Go and forgive. Forgive mama. All people need to forgive mama. Ain't nobody going to get away from it. Ain't no way out until you forgive mama and daddy. And yet, they won't do it. I say, do this silent prayer. Be still and know God. Even God told you to be still and know him. But you'd rather pray out loud with words. And you say, oh, it's too hard. It's too hard being still. Oh, those thoughts are just too much. He's giving you the answer to the problem, dummy. The solution to the problem is to obey the solution, be still. You want the solution to your problem? forgive, and be still. That's it. And all your problems will be vanished, will vanish away. But you don't do that. You vote for the same preachers that tell you, you got to accept Jesus as Lord and Savior. That lady called me the other day. I'm not going to listen to your show if you don't confess Jesus as Lord. I'm like, get out of here, you idiot. If you don't confess Jesus, Lord, ain't done her no good to do that. You won't listen to the solution. Our government will not listen to you because they know you're going to vote them right back in over and over because you love your pain. You love your pain in here. In case you wonder, well, where is here? It's in your head. It's in your imagination. Your pain is in you, and you love it. Because if you didn't, you'd drop it. Likewise, you love the same government that display over and over again, they only want to control you. What's a shout out? Oh, the hate. Yeah. Oh, shout out to that guy that said that.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna listen to your show. You don't confess Jesus Lord. Nah.
But shout out.
Shout out to her. Whatever her name was. You don't really want to be free. You don't want to be free in the physical. Because you vote for the same government over and over again. Thank God we got a new one. And you don't want to be free from your misery on the inside. If you did, you could be free both ways. But you don't love, you love misery. You don't love free. I love freedom. At one point, I didn't know how to find freedom. But when I learned how to find freedom, I went for it. Shout out to Kelly out of Oregon. Most people don't love freedom. I love freedom. Always have, always will. But most people love their misery, and they work overtime to stay in misery. And then they love it and have accepted to the point they try to keep you in there with them. Pay attention to how people attack you when you don't go along with them. When you disagree, they love it. You're dealing with hell inside that person or those people. Don't argue with hell. You have no responsibility to hell at all. Zero. Amazing, huh? It's so bad with our government that places like Long Beach, California. Long Beach, California was a very nice little area at one time. I used to go down there a lot and hang out on the, you know, cafes and things. Meet people down there, have meetings and talks. And we sit on the cafe out on the sidewalk. It was so nice. It was so white. And you see the people walking up and down the streets there in Long Beach. And it's right by the water. It was, like, beautiful at one time. It's a mess now. Thanks to the government. And then you voted in the government. But thanks to the government, it's bad now. This is from KTLA 5. A burglary attempt at a Long Beach restaurant last week makes the fifth time the Mexican food grill has been hit since opening 3 years ago. Watch this from KTLA 5.
It's the early morning hours of November 6. Surveillance video shows as two hooded suspects get out of an Infiniti and attempt to break through the storefront glass with what appears to be a crowbar.
Then they start knocking on the glass and they're unable to break it.
That's because the family-run business of La Esquinita restaurant on Willow Street has been broken into before, and the owner has invested in shatterproof glass. But that's not stopping them from being targeted by burglars, as seen in previous footage. This is now the sixth time the Mexican restaurant has been hit since opening 3 years ago.
It is a huge setback. I mean, it's not like we're making thousands in profits with everything, the cost of living and everything being so high. It's hard to really come back from this.
Pero usted está echando ganas.
Estoy echando ganas.
Despite the setbacks, owner Eric Vasquez tells me in Spanish that he is still pulling through, but wants more help from local authorities.
Did you notice how many times the burglar was trying to break the windows out? I mean, it was sitting there losing, not worried about the police coming because the police are not coming. Our government made sure that the police didn't come. The police not coming, and they know it. And they're just, having lunch and knocking out the windows. And no police, nobody saying anything. And they're not worried. And if they are caught, most of the time the police show up after the burglars leave. They never show up on time to arrest them now. But they show up after they leave. And if they do happen to catch them, which is rare, they just walk right into the jailhouse place and right out the back door. They just leave. No big deal. You voted for this government. You love your misery. Why do you feel sorry for people who love their hell? Oh, my friend, my cousin, my brother, my sister, my wife, my husband, my whatever, going through a lot of pain. What can I do to help them? Nothing. Don't even try. Don't feel sorry for them. Do not try to help them. They will end up destroying you because you're trying to take them out of the misery that they love being in. When they're crying, they're lying. And you try to help them, and you end up regretting it later. Look at the number of men who got involved with women who were either married or in a relationship with some guy, and they broke up, and then the women tell the men, oh, my last relationship was abusive. He used to beat me. He used to do this to me. And you feel so bad for her. You're like, oh, okay, come on, I helped you. I'll marry you. I'll live with you. I'll take. And she ended up destroying you. She ended up destroying you. And you were trying to save her. You can't even save yourself. It's a spiritual battle. These people have been broken in. They said six times. The report said five times. But however time is too many. And we have a police. We pay the police. And they can't come. The city mayor and state officials are looking for ways to revitalize downtown Long Beach. It says L.A. here, but it's Long Beach. Watch this from KBLA 5.
Looking forward, as we update our downtown plan, our shoreline plan, what does the future look like?
On Tuesday, the city mayor, along with state officials, walked through downtown Long Beach looking for ways to revitalize the struggling business corridor. About 100 businesses have left since the height of the pandemic.
Our downtowns are struggling right now. A lot of people won't come downtown, whether that's in San Francisco or other parts of the state. They don't think it's safe.
People who live and work here say crime and homelessness are major factors in driving away business.
It's definitely scaring customers away. It even has made us shorten our hours, especially during the fall time. And as soon as it starts getting dark, we're very fearful to be walking to our cars.
The goal is to curb the crime rate. But is it too little, too late?
Never too late. But that one guy that walked behind that woman on the street, when I saw this report on Channel 5 yesterday, they were saying that that guy was raping that woman in broad daylight, right there on the road, either raping her or trying to. And they got a black mayor, liberal white males, city officials as bad as the black one, but it ain't going to get fixed with that black male. I saw a report. I don't know how true it is yet because I haven't heard it. I haven't heard her say it yet. But Karen Bass, a black female mayor of L.A., black female mayor of L.A. is talking about she's going to rush and do something to protect the illegal alien before Trump get into into the White House. They don't want you. You stupid people, you vote for these people, right, or Republicans and Democrats who are against you. The mayor of Long Beach is the black mayor, Rex Richardson of Long Beach, California. It's something wrong with you. Something wrong with you. You can't. That's why I tell people, you can't blame anyone else for your problems. You can't blame anyone else for the way you feel or how you think. It's in you. It's really in you. It's in you. You are your world. And you vote for a government that deliberately goes against the American people. And the government do not have these problems because they live behind gated fences. They have police protection, government protection. They are heavily armed, so they don't have to worry about it. When they go to lunch, they use your taxpayer to pay for their lunch, tax money to pay. But they make sure you are living in fear. They make sure that you are worried. They make sure that you are afraid. And you fall for it. And you still vote for them. You still vote for them. Over and over. You vote for these people. They're in government for the rest of their life. They retire from it or they die from it due to old age. And they do you no good. Zero good, and you still do it. Amazing, huh? You're your problem. I can't tell you the number of people that you hear on this show. They're like, Jesse. What should I do? Things are just so hard for me. I'm just so afraid. I'm like, do you do the silent prayer? And then they be trying to lie. They won't answer right away. They go, all right. I know right then they don't do it. Do you pray? Do you be still? Do you stay present? And they be trying to lie. And I ask, do you do the silent prayer? Rather than just saying, no, I don't do it. Only a few, a handful of people, men and women will get on that straight and narrow path and literally stay there until the end. Most people are. Do you know that most people are afraid, literally afraid, to let go of their misery, of their fears, of their emotions, of their thoughts. They're like, who will I be? What will I be if I don't be this? What will I be? What will happen if I don't use my thoughts? Don't tell me how to come out of my hell. What the? Only a few. And this is one thing, another thing I want to remind you of. It's up to you to do what you want with this information. Really, it's totally up to you. No sweat off my Amerifro. No sweat off my Amerifro. Human beings are evil. Look around you. Every human being you're looking at are evil, except those who are now admitted to themselves they're evil at heart, and they're working on overcoming. But those who have not admitted, they are evil. Human beings are evil. They are pure evil. Isn't that amazing? and you trust them. And that's another thing God warned you about. Speaking of God, do not trust an angry person. And I don't care how nice they seem. But, matter of fact, the nicest they are, the evil they are. Human beings are evil. Why do you think so much misery is in the world today? It's not coming from love. I didn't know the depths of human beings, the evil depths of human beings, until I started to see. But I had to see it through myself first. And then you see, once you see it in yourself, you're going to overcome it. You see what's going on with all human beings, your own daddy, your own mama, your own husband, your own wife, your own children. Because that's all that their parents passed on to them. If you notice, human beings come alive. They come alive when they think they have an opportunity to hurt somebody else, to make you feel bad, to make you feel afraid. They become alive. At least they think they're becoming alive, but they're becoming dead. But they call death life. You better, if you want to be free, you got to pay attention to you. Number one, you got to see the hell in you, and then you'll overcome it. But you're electing a government that is against you. Defund the police, they say. Defund the police, and you said yes to and now look what's happening. And then the government tell you, well, we don't want to bring back bail bonds because if we bring back bail bonds and we bring back the police, too many black people are going to end up in jail. It's going to be unfair. Who's telling the black people to commit the crime? So we all got to suffer because the black people are going to commit the crime and they're going to disproportionately overcrowd the jail. And that makes sense. So you're going to let the criminal out to hurt all the innocent people. Because you don't want too many black people to be in jail. And when they say blacks in jail, the black people are like, yeah, that's right. Vote for me. I'll vote for you. Or they cry racism. That stupid, dumb, evil man in Chicago, mayor, is against what Trump is trying to do because it's gonna hurt the blacks. Whereas the black, Brandon Johnson, the mayor of Chicago, and we have that coming up for you a little later, whereas the black people in Chicago hate the black male. They voted for Trump because they're sick of him and his attention to the illegal aliens and not them. But he doesn't care as long as he's the mayor already. They voted for him. They went from bad to worse when they let that black lesbian woman go, who says she was a lesbian, whatever her name is. They went to even worse. Lord Lightfoot. Thank you, James. What a spiritual battle, huh? 888-773-7733-888-77-JESSE. Quick break. Back in a moment. Listen up. I want to tell you about GoldCo again. Our sponsor. Thank you, GoldCo. Amazing. But I'm not just pushing it because they're our sponsors, though I'm grateful. They're helping us to get the word out. Here's a little bit more information about GoldCo. Rated A+ by the Better Business Bureau. They have earned over 6,000 plus 5-stars review. Amazing. Isn't that amazing? Online. They have won awards from Money.com, 2024 Best Customer Service, 2023 Best Educational Resources. It doesn't get any better than that. Check out GoldCo. Know for yourself. Check them out. You'll see. It's time that you take control of your own life, not only spiritually, physically, but financially. Check out GoldCo and my special bonus for my listeners. I'm looking out for you as you're looking out for us. So we have a special promo for my listener. Qualified accounts receive a 10% instant match. A 10% instant match for the people who qualify in bonus silver. You can't get any better than that, 10% in bonus silver. So go to JesseLovesGold.com. JesseLovesGold.com or 855-644-GOLD. That's 855-644-GOLD. Tell them Jesse sent you. Amazing. Let me know how it goes. Thank you. Amazing. Check out GoldCo. Go to JesseLovesGoldCo.com, all right? Let me take some calls. What a mess on earth. You can either have hell on earth, which you already have, or you can have heaven on earth. You want a choice? People say, oh, I want a choice. You want a choice? Choose heaven. Within, choose life. Serge is out in Texas. Serge, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Serge.
How are you?
All is well.
Nice. I wanted to ask you, is God fighting for us, or is he just fighting evil?
He's not fighting for us, nor is he fighting evil, because evil has been defeated. And there's no reason to fight for us because we're already free.
That's interesting. So it's all just an illusion of, and if we just get out of our head, we'll be all right?
100%.
Wow. I've been noticing, as I'm starting to wake up a little more, that I can see something I haven't saw before. I see, like, how the men are holding pretty much a lot of this back by not being strong. And now I kind of understand Bond a little bit more, because the men are even blocking the women from God because they're so blind.
No, the men are not blocking the women from God. The women's imagination is blocking them from God, just as it's ill with the men. The men has nothing to do with women not finding God. Zero.
That's true, but right when, let's say, like, a man enters into a relationship, let's say with, like, a single mom, I noticed that him not being aware of that scenario, that he could be blocking her, like, because he's following her thoughts.
If the woman was to take, that's not even true, it's on the woman. Even in bad situations, both are blind, and the woman's there because she's blind, and she want to be blind, and she want to be in there because even if she was in a quote unquote bad relationship, she still can overcome. She still can find God. The man has nothing to do with it, period.
Dang, Jesse, that's so true. That is true. I think I take a lot more responsibility for the men than I should.
You shouldn't be taking any responsibility for the man. You should only take responsibility for you.
Oh, yeah. I don't mean, like, for the men, like, I stand. But I do understand, like, I'm... So, for example, since I'm black, if I go out and commit a crime, I do understand that I am somewhat of a representative of that race. So, and I'll be considered a part of the black. So it would be best that I carry and conduct myself well. And the same thing as a man, it would be best if I conduct myself well, or the feminists, as they're going to say, well, see what men do. See, they go out there and harm
women. But
it's
not true that you're represented black. You only represent you. You don't represent, if you commit a crime, you committed a crime. Not one other black has anything to do with it. It's you. You're you. You're not representing anyone but evil until you overcome it.
Nice. And an amazing comment based off of what I asked, because I did not see it like that at all. I did not see that it has nothing to do, you know, like we have nothing to do with this world. There's nothing that we can do, that it's already been done. And I've heard you say it before, but just not like that.
Why do you think you represent blacks? That doesn't even make sense.
Why do I think I represent
blacks? If you went out and committed a crime, why do you think other black people, that somehow or another you represented them?
Oh, for conversational sake. Trust me, Jesse, the blacks don't even see me as a black. But I'm saying for conversational purposes.
No, you said that if you went out and committed a crime, you represent the blacks. So, like, if you commit the crime, then other black is going to be kind of reflecting on other black people. That's not true.
Well, if I go commit a crime and you put it, let's say I'm the guy knocking out the window of that restaurant, right?
All right.
You gonna put a video out on me and say, what's wrong with the blacks?
Right, but I'm not thinking that all black people represent the one black person or the two black people that have committed a crime. Those people are representing themselves only.
Right. I see it that way too.
Right.
I see it that way too. All righty.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you.
All right. 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Mommy Africa. Heard around the world. Even in Mommy Africa. Let me go to South Africa and talk to a first-time caller, Luke. Luke, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey,
how are you today?
All is well. How are you?
I'm really well, thank you. I'm just so nervous. I've been watching your show for about 5 or 6 years, and it's just finally amazing to actually speak to you in person. Thank you so much for the message that you put out and the work you are doing.
Well, thank you. And finally, you called. Nice.
Yeah, I just didn't realize I could call free from Skype.
Oh, yes.
I realized that the other day when I phoned in to Hake.
Right on.
I just wanted to make a comment, you know, on America and the situation with the African Americans and how they complain about so-called oppression. They say that they're oppressed. They say that they're facing systematic racism and being held back. But how can that be when they have all the media, all the music, all the aspects of society they participate in and they dominate? They get movies remade to suit them. They say and behave in any way, shape, or form or manner that they want, and they don't face consequences about it. They are covered in head to toe with diamonds. Their teeth are gold. They write books. They get education. They have complete and utter freedom, yet they are so full of anger, and they don't know how to handle it. If a white person says or does anything, even expresses a small opinion, they get viciously attacked. And a white person doesn't have any system like BEE in place or anything to support them, like that kind of rubbish. They have to get by on actual work. And so if systematic oppression racism did exist, it would, so-called oppression and racism did exist, it would be towards the whites, because it's all to do with hatred. It's got nothing to do with actual oppression, because they are not being oppressed.
And whose fault is it that the white people are allowing this to happen to themselves?
It's their own fault, because they don't stand up and speak up for themselves.
Right.
And they don't actually have proper experience with the blacks. Like, if you have to come live in South Africa, you would understand the nature of the blacks and the African people more. But these white people, they live in white countries. They don't really understand the true nature of these of people. So they keep giving them chances, and they keep letting them get away with things because they're thinking that they're trying to be nice and showing them love. But in actual fact, they're just making these people hate them even more and making the situation get even more out of hand.
And white people are going along with it because they are afraid. And so
they're afraid.
They're
yeah.
afraid to, if, and when you're afraid, then you could be controlled by the world. And the blacks are doing it because they know they can get away with it. They have hatred in their heart. They are angry. And they are spoiled like children. And so as long as you spoil them, they're going to only get worse.
But, you know, you're 100%.
So I blame the blacks for their condition, and I blame the whites for their condition, because if the white people didn't have fear, the blacks or anyone could do what they do to them.
You know, that's exactly correct, Jesse. Yes, the whites, they allow it to happen to themselves, and because the blacks keep getting away with it, it just gets worse and worse. And what they don't realize is that the blacks are not going to change for the better if you keep telling them and feeding them lies and dividing yourself
right.
up.
That's
based
right.
on a history and a past that is wrong for the most part, and that they also didn't even experience or know really about. Because if they knew what real freedom was, they would see that they have it,
yeah.
and there would be nothing to complain about. I mean, African Americans have got more opportunity than even whites in other countries and in South Africa. You know, so really, it's like you say, you know, it's the white people need to stand up for themselves, and the blacks need to work on themselves
yeah.
and not blame others.
Absolutely.
That's basically what it comes down to.
Anyone that blames someone else for their situation is a blind person, and that blind person is an evil person. So, you know, I would be on the alert for people who blame others for their situation, because they're telling you they're very angry, they're very evil, and they would do whatever. An evil, angry person is desperate, and a desperate
yeah.
person would do whatever it takes for themselves.
That's right. That's 100% correct, Jesse. And, you know, I just wanted to make a comment on South Africa, because a lot of people don't actually know the history of South Africa and what's going on, and they keep saying, like, the land was stolen and all this kind of rubbish. But what they don't know is that in South Africa, they have voted in the same party now for 35, almost 40 years. And the government has done nothing for them. The country has gotten worse and worse and worse. And when the government is questioned about these things, all they do is point the finger and blame the whites. I mean, they go as far back as blaming Jan van Riebeck, who was here, I don't know how many centuries ago, that arrived on a boat. They're still blaming him. They're still blaming him for when there's power outages in the country.
It sounds like the same.
Absolutely ridiculous.
It sounds like the same thing just happened in America. They vote in a government, and they keep the government there for 100 years, and the government does nothing good for them, and they keep voting them in, and then they blame it on someone else. They blame it on the whites. They blame it on the Republicans. It's the same spirit over here. As it is in
Africa.
It's
exactly the same, Jesse.
Yeah, it's
exactly
the same.
What
a mess!
But also, one other thing I just wanted to add, Jesse, is that, you know, they think that the land in South Africa was just stolen from the blacks, like they were just sitting on it out of nowhere. First of all, the black people and the main tribes that run South Africa, they came from the north. And I don't understand how they imagine the blacks came down from the north, but they didn't hand out hugs and kisses and make their way down to South Africa. Shaka Zulu, the leader, killed and wrecked almost 2 million other Africans to get there. So they raped, and sorry for using the R word, they destroyed their own people and wrecked their own kind and their own race in order to establish a kingdom in the South.
Yeah.
And then when it happens back to them, now they want to cry about it, like as if, you know, they can't take what they give out.
Amazing.
So, you know,
are you running for office? Are you running for office over there?
Oh, no.
How old are you?
No. I'm 35 years old.
And are you doing anything about it, like running for office or becoming the police or anything?
In South Africa, as a white person, you can absolutely forget about those things. There's absolutely zero chance that will ever happen.
So
the blacks make up 80% of the population, and they make up 80% of the population, and they still require BEE to get into universities and get jobs.
What's a BEE?
BEE is affirmative action.
Oh, like it's like, oh, okay, amazing.
Yeah, so they make up 80% of the country, and they still require affirmative action. White people only make up 3% of the country. We're a very small group, and they still blame us.
Black economic
empowerment.
It's got
nothing to do with us. Yes, black economic empowerment. That's
amazing.
Right. And all of this, Jesse, is mainly pushed by the government, who wants control and power.
Yeah.
You know, ordinary citizens want to live together in peace and don't want to turn on their television every day and read the radio and hear about this racism, that racism, blah, blah, blah. They're sick of it.
Well, when they overcome fear, then they can defeat evil. But they got to overcome the fear.
Yes, right.
Thank you, man, and good to hear from you.
Thank you, Jesse. I really appreciate your time and effort, and you have a good day further.
Let me ask you, do you live out on the farmland, or do you live in the city of South Africa?
I live in the city in Cape Town.
Oh, okay. Amazing.
Yes.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you.
I appreciate it, all right?
Okay. Thank you, Jesse.
You're welcome. It's the same thing everywhere. It's the same spirit. Evil versus good. So black BEE is a form of affirmative action. It is intended especially to redress the inequality created by apartheid, according to Wikipedia. BEE, same thing here. So, like, blacks can't make it nowhere? What's wrong with the blacks? I know over there in England, Great Britain, the same thing. What's wrong with the blacks? Stephanie, out of, first time call out of Canada. Stephanie, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse. It's so good to get through to you.
Thank you. Thanks for calling.
I have a question that's been burning at my soul for quite a while, actually. I want to know how to get over desiring a community, the village that apparently all mothers are promised, so I hear. I hear through all the other mothers. They say, where's your grandparents? Where's the grandparents? Where's the aunts? Do you have any help? Do you have any help? Wow, you have three kids. That must be so hard. Are you on your own? I'm not on my own. I'm married. And my husband says that we shouldn't have to rely on anybody. But I want to follow him and listen to him. But I have this intuition or this desire that I just want the grandparents to be included. And some days are really good. I get the help that I want. Everything's fun. Everything's, you know, I feel really happy. But then there's down days where it's very hard. My husband works long hours. And there's nobody there to help me. I ask him, I want a cleaner. Can I get a nanny? Can we do something? And then I stop. I say, it's okay. I could do this. And I'm back and forth. And my parents, they say they want to help, but then I don't really get the help that I desire. So, like, for example, I just got back from staying at my parents' house overnight, and we had a big fight, and I left in a total rage, three-hour drive with my three young kids. And here I am today. God allowed me to get through to you today, I believe.
And so you want your parents to help you with your children?
I would love that. Yes, I just.
Why?
I know my husband asked me that too because he's listening
to your
show. Are you lazy?
Are you lazy?
No, I actually don't think I'm lazy
at
all.
Are you handicapped?
No, I'm not.
So what's wrong with you? Your husband work? You don't have to work, right?
No, and I'm grateful for that.
So you got to overcome your anger. You're lost.
Yeah, that's what he watches your show too, and you really have helped him. I just wanted to let you know that, yeah, and so that's how I found you, through him, because
right.
We've done a lot of healing together.
He keeps saying what?
Oh, he keeps saying the same thing. What you say, you said you're still angry, you have to forgive, and I get annoyed. I'm like, I have forgiven.
You forgave your mother?
Ago. I did
you,
yes.
Did you tell your mother you forgive her for what she's done to you?
I did a couple years ago, and actually even a couple of times.
Okay, how about your father?
My father I have as well, yes.
So here's what I recommend.
Okay.
You should start doing the silent prayer so you can come out of your imagination.
And what is the silent prayer? I should have looked into that. I haven't.
Your husband haven't mentioned the silent prayer to you?
He did. He just mentioned it, but then he didn't. I didn't really look for it. I didn't.
Oh, okay. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/prayer. Rebuildingtheman.com/prayer. And I want you to start doing that so you can stay present with the truth. You can stay present with God, and you'll be fine. Because what you're doing now, you're living in your thoughts, and you're worshiping the devil.
Yes. Actually, to be honest, I do feel like the devil overtook me yesterday, because that side of me, it hasn't, I thought I banished it, and it came out yesterday when I was triggered because my dad was playing these cartoons for the kids when he knows my husband and I are rule not to watch cartoons. And then I caught them
watching it. Yet you take your children over there to them so they can do that to your children. And you wish that they were living in the house with you so they could do that to your children. Can you hold for me?
Yes.
Hold on a minute. 888-775-3773. A quick break. Back in a moment. You said, I read or heard that some Republicans are starting to pull their advertisement from Google or whomever, right? Because so many conservatives are being shut down, discriminated against, shadow banned, and all that kind of stuff. So conservatives are starting to fight back. It is happening to us, too. I'm just taking it one day at a time. But you can go to jlptalk.com and find all the ways to support us. You can check out rebuildingtheman.com and support our nonprofit organization. You can call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And don't forget to like, subscribe, follow, share, and Sunny. And also, we have thefallenstate.tv. Ring the bell.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour one of the J.S. Lee Peterson Show. It is Wednesday, November 13th, A.D., 2024. There is one line open. You can call in right now, during Hake News Not Fake News to get on hold, to get on air with JLP, and he will be right back. Hang tight, callers, and we will get to your super chats as well. You can go to buymeacoffee.com/JLPtalk to send in a little donation message, and we'll read it on air. Commie Nonsense Network, and I do mean commie nonsense. CNN reports pollution from fossil fuels has hit an all-time high. Despite the urgent need to tackle the human-caused climate crisis, so they claim, which I believe for the sake of the channels, right? A new report found global emissions from coal, oil, and gas are all projected to increase, dashing hopes that 2024 would be the year that they plateau or even fall. Not going to happen, ladies. What a mess. And the White House meeting is going from black on the inside with evil, dark-hearted, crooked Joe Biden and cackling, lame-o, ridiculous Kamala Harris and fake Kamala to white on the inside with real Donald Trump. President-elect Donald J. Trump and crooked Joe Biden, the so-called president, we'll meet for an extraordinary sit-down today in the White House, at the White House. It's tradition for the outgoing president to host the incoming commander-in-chief, and we do mean commander-in-chief, after the election as part of a peaceful transition of power, transfer of power. However, Trump did not host crooked Joe Biden, to his credit, in 2020, as he fought the election results valiantly, but he lost. But we're back, baby. We're back, boys and girls. Trump also didn't attend Biden's inauguration in 2021. Righteously, the first time a sitting president skipped his successor's swearing in since 1869, making history. Oh, yeah. The meeting today comes hours after Trump announced a flurry of new appointments. So cool, maybe. Including Fox News host and veteran, U.S. military veteran, Army, I think, Pete Hegseth as defense secretary. He should be okay. Better than the other ones. Better than Lloyd Austin, affirmative action defense secretary. Are you kidding me? Also GOP lawyer Bill McGinley as White House counsel. Not familiar with him. He probably stinks. And South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, I'm kidding about the stinks part, Kristi Noem, oh no, to run Homeland Security. Trump's always appointing the ladies. She's mildly attractive, at least. Trump also said Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy would lead a new Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, DOGE, Department of Government Efficiency. So cool. And those are two good ones for that. Very cool, huh? Great news. And Congress, House Republicans will hold leadership elections today, where Speaker Mike Johnson is expected to be reelected as leader. Oh, hey, does that mean we hold on to the Congress? Some House we won the Congress majority? Some House conservatives are privately discussing whether to float a challenger to Mike Johnson in the Speaker's race, but it would be a symbolic gesture of protest. It would be a secret ballot, and Johnson needs a simple majority to win. Over in the Senate, Republicans will vote by secret ballot to choose a new leader. President-elect Trump, most vocal supporters, are organizing behind Florida Senator Rick Scott. Controversial, meaning like halfway reasonable, he's in the right direction. A figure who is still viewed as a long shot. What a shame. Evil Mitch McConnell. I told you about that yesterday on the Hake Report. Not that I understand it. The more establishment options are Senator John Thune, anti-Trump guy, I think. He's a rhino of South Dakota. And Senator John Cornyn, even worse, of Texas. How embarrassing. Texas, get your act together. You are turning blue. You got John Cornyn, a ridiculous anti-Trump rhino. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 2.
Somewhere in the world today,
have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. You're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show today. Manhood Hour is coming up in the next hour. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5373. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. And my biblical question for this week. The biblical question, why do you pay attention to yourself? Why do you pay attention to yourself? Why? Amazing question. You can listen to this show live on your phone as it is happening anywhere in the world, including Mommy Africa. Around the world. We are heard around the world by everybody and they mama if you're black. And everybody and their mama if you're white. And up and down the world if you're a flat earther. And around the world if you're a round earther. By calling the listen line on Talk String Live on your phone, iPhone or iPad, 605-615-4131, 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. I want to go quickly back to Stephanie, a first-time caller out of Canada. And Stephanie, I put on hold because we ran out of time there. And she stays at home. Her husband takes care of she and the children. She, for some reason, in her mind, think that she need grandmama and the grandparents around. She take the children to her parents, and the parents screw up the children, and she's mad. So we're trying to get her back on track. Hey, Stephanie.
Hi.
So isn't it interesting that this weekend, I guess you said this weekend, you took your children over to your parents' house and you told them, don't let them be watching TV, cartoons or whatever. And they did it anyway, right?
Yes, my dad was. And when I confronted my mom about it, and she defended him and said, he was watching the cartoons. And I said, he's not watching the cartoons. Like, why would he watch the cartoons? And then she said, they're just kids. I was like, yes, but you know where my husband and I stand. It's been years of different type of rules. And then they start saying, oh, rules, rules, rules. Then my 90-year-old grandmother lives there. And she butted in, and she said, I've never had rules as a mother. Too many rules. Just let them watch it. Just let them watch it. And I said, I'm not going to bend the rules, because when we have bended the rules, they went too far with it.
Yeah.
And they'll let them watch for hours or whatever the case. And my grandmother said, it's okay. I've never seen you like this before. Never seen you stand up like this before, because I've always been, it's because since I've got married, my husband has helped me become more assertive.
Yeah.
And we have these rules. Is before I wasn't listening to him. I did whatever I wanted.
You were disobedient to your husband?
Yes, and there was lots of fights.
Amazing.
Lots of fights.
And so knowing that your parents are screwed up, they have screwed you up, and they're going to screw your children up, why do you want them around, and why do you take them there knowing that they're going to screw up your children?
I guess because they're not bad people.
They are bad people. They are evil people. You tell them what not to do with your children, they do it anyway, and then they get mad at you if you correct them. How is that good? That's evil.
That's a good question. I guess I've been applying what you say when you say they can't help themselves, because I think deep down they want to, and then I know my dad is sometimes impulsive or lazy or compulsive, and you just wanted to put it on.
But the reason they can't help themselves is because they're evil. They have identified with evil. They become one with evil. And so when I say that they can't help themselves, I mean that they are one with evil, and evil is driving them, and evil causes them to do the things that they do. It's not them, but it is evil. So that doesn't mean, and you recognize that, and so that you can forgive them so you can overcome evil. It doesn't mean you take your children around them.
I guess I can't bear the thought of my kids not having their grandparents. They love them. They really do. They have a lot of fun. We have a lot of fun together. It's just these issues that come up every so often, like a roller coaster.
If your kids never saw their grandparents at the end, they wouldn't care. It's just that they have gone around them and they've been spoiled by them. And so they love being spoiled, not that they love the grandparents. And the grandparents love spoiling them because the grandparents are evil, and the grandparents get a thrill from spoiling them.
But do you think just the fact that my dad, let's just say the example, put on the cartoons just for like a couple minutes, or I don't know, it's 10 minutes, is evil?
Yes.
You think he's intentionally trying to hurt me?
Yes, especially if you told him not to do it. But let's say you never said to him, well, don't put the TV on in front of the children. That'll be a different story. But if you told him not to, and he does it anyway, it's intentional.
Yes, and I called my husband after, when I was there, asking him what to do, and he said to confront them and say, to make it simple, can you follow this or can you not? And he said, if they said they can't follow it, to pack up and leave.
Right on.
And so I was shaking. I don't know. I thought I'd forgiven them, but I was shaking. And I tried to confront them like an adult, and they're looking away, pouting. I said, can you just look at me as an adult? And I want to ask you, can you follow this rule? No cartoons. Yes or no? And my mom said, don't look at me. I didn't do it.
What'd your father say?
And he said, well, we video chat. Isn't that the same thing? We might as well stop video chatting then. And you know what? We're going to pack up and move to PEI. That was his answer.
What's PEI?
Prince Edward Island.
Oh, did you say, okay, goodbye?
No, that's when I was triggered and I packed up and left in a rage.
Well, you got to learn to speak up without being angry. So I want you to start doing a silent prayer, because it's not, again, it's not them, but it's evil. And your parents don't love you at all. They don't love your children. They don't love one another. They have nothing but hatred in their heart. Why can't you see that they're evil?
That's what my husband was saying. Oh my God. I don't know. He asked me then. I said, because they're my parents. They had me. I wouldn't be here without them.
So why can't you see they're evil, you say? I'm sorry.
I guess I just feel because they're my parents, and they just seem like, I don't know how to say it, like, they just seem, I feel like, I don't know, I guess because they're my parents.
But your parents are evil, that's why you're evil.
I feel,
do you see that you're evil?
I think, could it be possible that evil is trying to overtake me, but I keep beating it? I keep getting it out?
No, evil has overtaken you, and now you're trying to overcome it, but you're not overcoming because you left there angry. Rather than just speaking up and then packing your things and leave, you became angry. That was, anyone that get angry is evil. That's pure evil.
Because I feel like I haven't been angry in I think a couple of years now.
And when the last time you seen your parents? Before now?
Before now? Oh, it's like every couple of weeks.
Every couple of weeks? And do they do the same thing with your children when you go there?
No, they do follow the rules for the most part.
Well, here's what I recommend. Now that you see that, do you see that you're evil?
That I'm evil?
That evil is in you.
Yes, I guess so.
So yes. Now that you see it, that's your way out. To see it. All God wants is for you to see that there is something in you, and that something in you is evil, and that something is driving you. And seeing it is the solution to overcoming it. All you need to do is see it. Don't judge yourself. And just see it, and he will take it away.
Okay. Okay, so see it. And it's not possible that you could be evil on some days and then take it away, and then it comes back again?
No, once it's taken away from you, it cannot come back. Once it's truly taken away, and it will be taken away, do the silent prayer. Just stay present rather than being lost in your head. Stay present, and it will be taken away from you. And once it leaves your body, it'll go and make a home in some other human beings.
Oh, wow. Do you think it's possible that hormones contribute?
No, not at all.
Female hormones?
Not at all. Because if you didn't have the anger when you go through this hormone period, you wouldn't be angry about it. It would be just a small, it'll be an easy sailing right through it. It'll pass. It has everything to do with the spirit of anger. Anger is evil.
Wow.
If you didn't get mad about your monthly cycles or the hormone, whatever going on, if you had no anger, you wouldn't get mad about it, and it would just happen in a normal process. It'll come and it'll pass.
Wow. Okay. And do you think I need to apologize because I don't like leaving off like that and not talking to them
again? No more apology.
No apology.
Just see it, and so you've already apologized. You said you've already forgiven them, right?
Yes.
So just see your anger now and let it pass, and don't call it you, and it will be taken away. I promise you that if you stay with it. And don't call it you. Don't get a sense of identity from it. You are not the anger if you're working on yourself. And it'll pass. It'll be taken away.
Wow. Okay. And do you think I should confront them
about
the incident?
But you already have confronted them, right?
Yeah, before, like, I was going to say about the incident now when I packed up and left.
I don't think you need to, but if you hear from them or you want to, there's nothing bad about it. Just say, hey, I shouldn't have got angry, but because I now realize you guys are evil, you can't help it, but I'm done with you. I'm not coming back.
Oh, wow. I don't think I can do that.
Why not?
Because I would miss them.
Why? I thought you had your own family.
I do. I have three little kids.
So why would you miss? How old are you?
I'm 37.
So why would you miss them? You have your own family.
I don't know what it is. Yeah.
I know what it is. You're in your imagination. And you think that pain of missing someone is real and it's not real. You think it's you and it's not you. It's another false deception of evil. And you have identified with it. There's no such thing as missing someone. Ooh, I'm missing you. Tell me where the road turns. There's no such thing as missing someone. That's a lie. It's a made-up lie in your ego, but you think it's you. Another deception of the devil.
Wow. Okay, this is going to be, I think, hard for me.
If you don't call the pain of missing someone you, it will be taken away from you. It'll disappear. Because if you don't get over that now, when your children are adults and it's time for them to leave the house, leave the home and go out and live their life, you're going to be bugging them because you're like, oh, I miss you. Come see mama. Call mama every day. Oh, what are you doing? I was afraid. I was worried about you. You're going to take that out on your children because you think the missing pain is you and it's not.
Wow, I hope I don't do that. Yeah.
What a mess.
I don't want to pass the generational trauma. That's my kids were exposed to that yesterday.
Yeah. Well, you got to, until your parents overcome their father's state, you got to work on you and stay away and keep your kids away from them.
Wow. Okay. When do you think it's possible we could reunite again?
What?
If they never change.
I wouldn't think about that at all. Take no thoughts about tomorrow.
Okay. Live in the present. So your advice is to do the silent prayer and get the evil out of me.
Yep. Do the silent prayer. Stay present instead of lost in your head, thinking about your parents or thinking about the future or the past, so that God can remove the deceiver away from your imagination, away from the thoughts.
What about going to church?
What about it?
You think I should?
You can go to the barn church, but the other church ain't no good.
Yeah, okay. Because we haven't found a good one around here, so.
Watch the barn service on Sunday mornings at rebuildingtheman.com/church.
Oh, okay. You do that every Sunday?
Yes.
Okay. I feel a little bit better. Thank you, Jesse.
You're welcome. So it's time to work on you now, completely on you. So it's at 11 a.m. Yeah. Pacific time, 1 p.m. Central time, and 2 p.m. Eastern time. What time is it in your country?
Right now it is 10:18. What time is it there?
7:18.
What time is it?
7 a.m. 18, 7:18.
Oh, you're up early.
That's right.
Okay.
So it would be 2 p.m. in your state, in your country.
Okay, for the church on Sunday?
Yes.
2 p.m. Okay, that's a good time.
Rebuildingtheman.com/church.
Okay, maybe I can ask my husband to join me.
That'd be nice. But even if he doesn't join you, you do it. You watch it.
Okay.
Because it sounds like your husband wants you to be well, so it sounds like he's trying to help you.
Yeah, I just... I just still feel like mothers could use some help.
But you have help. You have your husband.
I know, but he's working all day.
Right, and that's why. So you could stay home and watch over his children. Stop being lazy.
it's just a lot.
Do silent prayer. It'll be easy, all right? It will
easy. I'm going to do that because I haven't been. I pray, but I haven't done the silent prayer.
Right, so you're not praying. You're praying to Satan otherwise.
Is it?
Yeah, that's why your prayers have not been answered.
Okay, I have to check this out. I thought if you pray that he's listening to you.
He does when you're quiet, when you be still and pray and just watch. He's listening then, but when you're doing all that, oh, Lord Jesus, help me. Oh, have mercy. Lord, bless my mama. He ain't listening to that.
That's what I do.
Right. You pray to Satan.
Oh, my God. Or what if I pray in a good way?
No such thing.
I'm so grateful for you for this day.
But you'd be lying.
Yes, I guess so. I'm just trying to get positive.
Right. So you lie to God. Well, you're really lying to Satan, thinking you're lying to God. You ain't grateful for nothing. If you were grateful, you'd be free.
Oh, my gosh. This is blowing my mind.
Didn't I blow your mind this time? Didn't I?
We've had a song?
Yep. Didn't I blow your mind this time? Didn't I?
That's funny. Thanks for the laugh.
Amazing. So I got to run. Work on yourself. Okay. Do the silent prayer. RebuildingTheMan.com/prayer. Watch those thoughts and let the truth surrender to the truth, and he will take over, and you haven't seen anything yet. You have a real life, not a fake life, but a real life.
Well, thank you, Jesse, so much for this call. It really, really helped me. Thank you.
You're welcome. Let me know how it goes, all right?
Okay. Should I call back?
Yes.
Yeah? Okay. I'll try to do that.
And stop being disobedient to your husband.
Well, now I'm not anymore.
Okay, good.
But sometimes I do get annoyed because he doesn't want anything for the kids, no toys. Nothing, because he's a minimalist. And I'm like, Christmas is coming, and I want to get a couple things. And then he doesn't answer me.
What's a minimalist?
It's like he doesn't want any stuff. He thinks we have too many stuff, and I don't think so.
No.
We don't. Yeah.
Well, don't get angry, and you will see what to do. And he will see it, too, if you don't get angry at it.
Okay, so maybe I could get what I want then for Christmas, you think?
You can get what's right, absolutely.
Okay, thank you.
All right, and stop arguing with your husband. Don't argue with anyone. When you argue with people, it's just two devils arguing.
That is true, because when I was arguing with my mom, I realized that, and then I stepped away.
Nice.
It was going to get worse, so I had to step away.
Argue, and the devil loved to argue.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's another thing my husband says, that women get fueled. They love the anger and the rage. And I say, no, we don't. it's suffering. I'm suffering.
But you love the suffering. You love the misery. That's why you argue. And men are like that, too. Men are like women now. They love to argue, and they get a thrill.
Maybe it is because I felt like my old teenage self when I was raging, driving home.
Yeah. Stop loving your thrills. All right.
Yeah. Okay.
All right,
Stephanie. Okay. Thank you. Have a good day.
You too now. Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Nate, what's that island in Canada?
Prince Edward Island.
You been there?
Where they grow the potatoes. No, I've never been there.
It's for rich people?
Why would I go there?
Oh, what? Is it a bad place?
P.I. I'm making
P-I,
a joke.
What does that mean?
PEI stands for Prince Edward Island.
Oh, it's a bad island or
no? No, it's nice. It's just far and boring, but very pretty.
It's far away from Canada?
Far from the cities. And.
But it's in Canada, right?
Correct. It is it's far a province away from the in city. Canada.
What?
It's a province in Canada.
Oh.
Meaning like a state.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
And it's a nice place?
Very beautiful.
Oh. Amazing.
Yep. And they grow potatoes.
Nice. Let me go quickly to New York and talk to Tashina. Tashina, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
All is well, Tashina.
That's good. So I'm calling because I'm working to overcome evil.
Okay.
And so I'm married and I have.
Are you a first time caller?
No, I've talked to you.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
I'm married and I have an almost 2-year-old, and then I have 2 older children from a previous relationship. And I've apologized to both of them. And, you know, I know that I'm evil and that I've kind of put that on them now.
Yes.
And so when I see it, like, in them, I just feel so guilty.
You feel guilty, you say?
Yeah, I just feel guilty. I feel like it's my fault that they're suffering at times and that their life is like, you know, disrupted now because they're with their dad during the week because I moved an hour away when I got married. And, so they, you know, wanted to stay in the same school and we worked out that. And so I see them on the weekend. But my son, he once a week, he's bringing up to me how I've just like affected his life so much in such a negative way. And so, you know, it makes sense. Like, I understand it wasn't really me. You know, it was like evil spirits like working through me, like before I knew that.
Right.
But whenever it's like, I'm just having trouble with it because it's just like always right there in my face. Like, especially with my son, he brings it up like once a week.
How old are the children?
11 and almost 16.
11 and 16?
Yeah.
And so you feel guilty when he brings it up?
Yeah, I feel like, well, I mean, it's like hard for me to see like, well, that wasn't me back then because it's like, it doesn't matter. Like, it still happened.
And
so it seems like he has a point, like, and I want to be able to handle the situations in the right way when they come up without the guilt being there. And I feel like it's kind of just built into every interaction I have, especially with my son.
Right. And your question for me is what?
How do I deal with it?
Oh, okay. Who is the person that's feeling the guilt?
I am.
And who are you?
I'm not sure.
And so you, if you're not sure, how do you know you feel guilt?
I mean, I'm not really sure about anything.
So then why do you say you feel guilt?
Because, well, I don't really know.
Can you hold on a minute? Hold on a minute.
Sure.
Don't hang up. Hold on. Let me take a quick break. Back in a moment. Thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing. Welcome back. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. The Hake, HAKEReport.com from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. The guy with the good hair like Gavin Newsom. Did you know you have hair like Gavin Newsom?
That's kind. Thank you.
I think his hair is blonde, all right?
Gray.
It's gray?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. But anyway.
Brown and gray.
From 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time, and after the Hake Report, Joel Friday TV, he black, at 11 a.m. Pacific time. You don't want to miss Joel Friday TV. He ain't black for nothing. Better known as R. Kansas. Though I'm not sure if he think he's black. He maybe think he's white or mixed. I heard Mays yelling at him that he didn't know. He can't identify with no black people. Joel Friday TV at 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then the American Anchor Baby at 4 p.m. Pacific. Riding high. Not off pot and not off fentanyl, but the energy given to him by God. He's on. Lately, he's just been on it. If you have not seen it podcasted, you'll see what I'm telling you. Check it out at 4 p.m. Pacific time. Let me go quickly back to Tashina out of New York. And Tashina feel guilty about screwing up the kids. And her son, 16-year-old, reminded her of it. And so, Tashina, who is the person that's feeling guilty?
I am.
And like, who are you?
I don't know.
So how do you know you feel guilty then if you don't know who you are? Why? How can you say I feel guilty when you don't know who you
are?
Well,
because I'm the person that, you know, caused the situation. So I guess I'm relating it to that.
And who is the person that caused the situation?
Hmm. Yeah, I don't really know.
And so how can you say I am the person that caused the situation when you don't even know that person either? Why do you take credit for things that you don't even know how it happened? I mean, why it happened? Well, you might know now since you've been listening, but why do you take credit for things that you had nothing to do with?
Well, because I'm responsible for it, like regardless of whether I knew or not.
And how's that? If there's no you, how are you responsible for it?
Well, I don't really know. I mean, how do you explain that to a child?
By saying, you know what? I didn't know what I was doing at the time. It wasn't me, but it was wrong. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I did that.
And that's all you need to do. No more There's okay. no more reason for you to allow this false identity of guilt to come into your imagination, because it's not happening to you. There is no you. You just, you're calling it you because you are identified with the thoughts and feeling of guilt.
Mm-hmm.
And you say, well, I am guilt. Do you think God blame you for that?
No.
And why are you then? Why God is not blaming you for that?
Because he forgives me.
That's not why he's not blaming you.
Oh, then I don't know.
Because you have never done anything wrong.
Okay.
Do you understand that?
Yeah, kind of. It's just like...
What do you understand about it?
So then how do you take accountability for things if no one's to blame for anything?
By realizing that it was never you, but it was something else driving you, anger, evil, driving you. And as a little kid, you identified with that, and it worked through you to do the evil that it has done through you. It was never you. Had you never, let's say when you were traumatized by your mother and your father has said, wife, back off my daughter. Daughter, don't be mad at your mother. She cannot help herself. It's not her. It's something else making her do it. And you have forgiven your mother. Do you think that those things, those spirits would have been able to make a home in you and make you do and feel and think what you've felt and done over the years?
No.
So why do you keep taking credit for something that you had nothing to do with?
I guess because I was believing I did. Everything you're saying makes sense, and I think, okay, it makes sense. That's how it's going to be for me now. But then when the situation comes up, I like forget that or I believe it, and so. Okay.
And why don't you practice doubting the thoughts rather than believing them?
I don't really know.
And the way you doubt them is just see them and let them pass. Don't call them you. Don't give them a name. Take no responsibility, because it's all in your imagination. It's not even you in at all. And when you feel this so-called pain or guilt, it's just pain in the body, which is false mm-hmm. as well. It's not in you.
Okay.
You got to stop calling you. So when your son says, oh, Mom, you messed me up, say, yeah, I know what you mean, but you got to drop the anger. And don't feel anything about it.
Right. That's okay. So when he's bringing that up to me, just acknowledge it and just don't identify with any of the feelings that come like flooding in.
At all. They say, son, mm-hmm. you know what? I told you, you need to forgive. Otherwise, you're becoming like I was.
Yeah.
You're becoming like a woman. He stopped then.
No, I have said that to him.
But don't let...
I told him he's emotional like a woman.
Yeah, but don't get angry about it and don't call it you.
Yeah. Okay.
And don't let the devil tell you, oh, that's your fault. It's not your fault.
Okay.
Which is easier for you to accept, that you are a sinner or all your sins have been wiped away?
That I'm a sinner.
And why is that?
And I think the answer is because I was just always taught that.
Yeah.
That we're all sinners. And my family, they're super like Bible thumpers, and so from a very young age I was just taught that we're all sinners. And
the only sin that you had to admit to is that you were angry and you were playing God, because all angry people play God. They make mm-hmm. decisions. They think they know what they need to pray for. They think they know what they want. They judge other people when their vanity don't identify with theirs. They're playing God and they are in hell. That's the only sin. You don't see that you're playing God. And when you forgive, you stop playing God, and your heart is pure, and you're fine. And then he would get rid of that old nature, that nature of thinking that you're this or that, that nature that caused you to do whatever you did, right? It's a nature which is of the devil, and he would take that away from you and give you his nature.
Okay.
And then his nature is good. And when you are good, you can't help but do good. But when you're bad, which is not you, you can't help but do bad.
Yeah, that makes sense, because I do get angry when he's doing that stuff sometimes.
Yeah, don't get angry. And you don't even really have to have long conversations about it. But just say, you know what, son, I told you. You got to forgive, otherwise you're going to suffer. He's 16 now. He got to start getting a grip on what's going on in his life.
Right.
And don't let him use that against you.
Yeah, it's like a weapon that he uses.
Absolutely. And he's getting a thrill from making you feel guilty.
Yeah. So if it's not working, then he's going to stop doing it.
Right. He'll find somebody else to go to get a thrill from.
Okay. Okay, that's good. That helps.
Are you doing the silent prayer every morning, every night?
Yes.
And so all you got to do at this point, all you got to do, you got to surrender. And that means that you got to stay present and watch those thoughts. Just watch them. Don't reach out to anything or anyone to make them go away. You watch them, and that's what it means to surrender to the Father, and he will save you. He will take all those things away from you. All those false identity, you must die in order to live. Christ said that in order to give a life, you got to give up a life. But you're not going to give up that life until you surrender to it and let the spirit of truth destroy it, rather than you reaching out for people, places, or things to think that you're destroying it, but because you're not that way. You got to walk in that pain. You got to live with that pain. You got to just be with it. But don't call it you, and just watch it, and you will die from it.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I'm starting to notice when I'm. It was a biblical question maybe a couple weeks ago.
Uh huh.
To just like notice the fear and don't do anything.
You
about
got
it.
That's right. Live with that fear, but don't call it you, because the fear is not even real.
Mm-hmm.
It's not real at all, unless you believe it. And even then, it's not real. You believe in a lie. So live with it. And don't call it you. Go to work with it. Go to lunch with it. Go to sleep with it. Get up with it. Drive with it. Eat with it. Do nothing about it.
Okay.
And it will die. Because the light will be shining on it, and the light will defeat the darkness. The darkness has no power.
Okay, well, thank you.
Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it, all right?
Okay.
Any other questions?
Not that I can think of right now.
All right. Did this help?
Yes.
In what way?
It just kind of directed me on what to do when the situations come up, and that was kind of like where I was going with it. It's just these situations keep coming up, and what you said about don't even make it a long thing. Just say, I'm sorry for that, and
don't even say I'm sorry anymore. Just say I told you.
Don't say it anymore.
I've apologized to you for what I've done. You got to forgive now. Otherwise, you're going to be like an angry female.
Okay. Yeah. That's what I'm going to do.
Stay with it, and I encourage you to be that way with all situations that come, because the pain or the fear or whatever you're feeling is in your mind. It's not even real. It's in the mind. It's in you. It's in the mind. And that's why God said, bring every thought into captivity. Your thoughts are your enemy. They're not of God, and they're not of you. It's all in the mind. It's not even real. What's so weird about it, it's not even real. It just seems like it is because you have identified with it.
Yeah, and believed it my whole life.
So. Yes. It's like being married to a black man, but in your mind you think he's white. And so people are like, no, your husband is black. They're like, no, he's white. It's like being married to Joel Friday TV, and he black, but he sounds so white, but he black. So just relax, and you are free. It's just in the mind. You are a free person. All your sins have been wiped away. You've been bought and paid for by the Spirit of the Father, right? And you're free, but you got to stop believing the mind and the emotions.
Right.
Let them pass. Watch them and let them pass. Go through the shadow of death, and the Father is with you. You will see.
Okay.
All right?
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Amazing.
Bye.
Bye now. Super chat. 888-770.
Over on
super, super.
buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk, Jameel says, can I make a suggestion to take out the mini break before the Hague report break? They seem always to come and cut conversations off. Just an idea. I love the show. Hope you all keep doing well.
He loved my show or the Hague report?
Your show.
Oh.
I think he's talking about Hague news break. The little commercial. I don't know.
Thank you for the suggestion.
Thank you, Jameel.
Thank you, Jameel. Yeah.
Gregatron bought our coffee. Nice to see Hassan on Punchy TV. Very refreshing and fun.
Check out Punchy.tv on the YouTube channel there and Punchy.tv. Thank you.
He says, okay, so JLP is Master Splinter, the father of the Ninja Turtles. Hake is Leonardo, the team leader. Nick is Donatello, the smart one. Hassan is Michelangelo. He's a goofball. That leaves Joel Friday to being Raphael. Watch Punchy TV if you haven't seen it already.
Who is Raphael?
The one, the red angry one.
Amazing. Thank you.
Nice. Thank you, Gregatron. Appreciate that. Nice promo, by the way.
Yeah, sure is.
Someone bought
Amazing
a coffee.
Promo, to be honest.
Hello, team. I understand now more of that phrase. If she's crying, she's lying. Will that work for anyone?
Yes. When they're crying, they're lying. Amazing. Thank you.
Nice. Isaiah, the Uber driver, 5 coffees. And Jesus says, whoever finds his life will lose it.
Absolutely.
And whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Matthew 10:39. I must die from the ego heart. Y'all, love y'all.
That is so true that I can hardly stand it. You got to die from this ego. You got to die from your thoughts and your emotions. Those emotions, I can't even call them yours. The thoughts and the emotions must disappear, must die. They're not life. They're not real at all. Amazing. Thank you.
Esmeraldo says with the coffee, there's a big discussion under your video about the woman who told you to say, Jesus is my Lord, and you didn't. Not all, but most went against you in the comments. People think that saying, Jesus is my Lord, will change anything in their life or make them connected to Jesus. They still don't understand it's just a word, just as Christian, believer, son of God. It's a word. What a sad way to live.
What I think of the world, it fills me with sorrow. I can't believe that anybody would think that somebody could call you up and say, I'm not going to listen to your show if you don't say Jesus Lord. And that's supposed to work. What do you think? God would think about it. Somebody call you up and make you say it. And then they think they got it because they're going to threaten you if you don't say it. If I said Jesus Lord or not, what does that have to do with your life? Do you believe Jesus Lord? What a mess. Thank you. Appreciate it.
The way you live says it.
That's right, for sure.
As Trump said about Biden, you have to please forgive him. Please forgive him for not knowing what he said.
Yes, absolutely. Amazing.
Amazing. Misty bought a diamond.
Satan can even say the devil, Jesus Lord.
The Bible even says, not all who call me Lord, Lord will enter the kingdom.
I'm telling you. What? Amazing. Thank you.
Misty bought a diamond. Happy B-Day, Yappy. There's two wide hips and fat cankles. Or here is.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Misty.
Yeah.
The D-Live crew is unique. No Mo Thoughts bought a coffee. I wasn't being clear yesterday when I asked if I should look for a job. What I meant was to ask if you think God may have a spot for me figured out. I don't see what to do. Should I take any job I can get or wait to see the right one? I'm not wealthy or anything, but I'm not in financial trouble for waiting for a while either. I don't know if I'm making any sense this time.
How about take any job you can get and work your way to another job, to another job, to another guy? I mean job. God gave you the common sense to get a job. That's all you're going to do. Take any job you can get. You just need to make some money and keep a roof over your head and buy some food and put some gas in your car. Amazing. Thank you.
For being named No Mo Thoughts, you definitely have more thoughts.
No.
Thank you, as always. No Mo Thoughts.
Amazing. Thank you.
Green wall with a coffee. Moses. I mean, God made the commandments 10 so that the people could count them on their 10 fingers. The 10th commandment is just a rehashing of the 7th and 8th. How are you going to have the 9 commandments? Laughing face with tears coming out.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Greenwall. Tony bought a coffee. I'll keep this short. ...
Nice. Very smart. Thank you.
Indeed. Another from Greenwall question. Jesse, why do you tell the white nationalists not to create white-only spaces? Just wondering.
What's a white-only space?
Make a place just for whites.
I don't know. I told them that.
According to him, I don't know. I haven't heard him say that.
Make that a little clearer for me. I can't respond because I don't quite know what I said about that. Or if I said that.
I thought that you liked it when those whites built that white-only town in Louisiana somewhere.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Because they don't have to stay in the hood and put up with the blacks' mess.
Indeed.
And pay taxes for them and take care of them and all their money going to the taxes, to the blacks, and all they're doing is screwing up everything. If that's what you're referring to. I'm totally fine with that. I don't blame them. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Greenwell. Someone with three coffees. I now see the prison doors open. And the exit is through the doorway of the present moment. Thank you, JLP.
Right on.
That's cool.
Oh, man, that's deep. Thank you. Let me take a call.
Okay.
Remember where you stopped?
We'll read the rest later.
Yes. Amazing. Thank you. Let me go to Jeremiah, a first time.
Oh.
Oh, man. Jeremiah, hold on. I got to take a break. I'm trying to rush. I'm black. Hold on, Jeremiah. Oh. I'll come back to you after this break. Top of the hour news break with Hake. Of the hatereport.com. I'll be back in a moment. One more hour to go. Have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy, they're miserable, they have rough lives, they're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand, I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. We'll be right back.
It's some serious, serious mess going on in the world. We need Trump back in charge to bring peace on earth, goodwill towards men. Jesus' brother. Very nice. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Wednesday, November 13th, 2024 AD. And the lines are full, guys. JLP will be right back to your calls. We'll get to the rest of the super chats, hopefully. But first, fake news, not fake news. Manhood Hour is coming up next, by the way. Manhood Hour. And then after the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, the Hake Report. And then Joelle Friday TV. And then American Anchor Baby later today. No Bond Archive Sunday service today. We will see about getting a God's Learning Channel archive from like 2006. Jesse Lee Peterson interview up. Maybe today, probably more like tomorrow. Throwback Thursday, huh? How about that? But you can catch old prior episodes of Church with Jesse Lee Peterson by going to rebuildingtheman.com/church. China hit and run, according to Communist Nonsense Network. 35 people were killed in southern China. Normally, those Asian drivers are too cautious. This one wasn't cautious enough. A man plowed his car into crowds who were exercising at an outdoor sports center on Monday, exercising because they wanted to live, but he had other ideas, this man did, apparently, allegedly. It's the country's deadliest known attack. It was an attack on a public space, on the public in a decade. Around 43 people were injured and hospitalized in the rampage in the city of Zhuhai, Z-H-U-H-A-I. Pardon my butchering of the name if it's bad. So said local police on Tuesday. A 62-year-old man, these Chinese 60-something-year-olds, they do mass shootings over here in Monterey Park or wherever and elsewhere. Remember they had a couple of mass shootings by Chinese men? Or Asians anyway, in their 60s in NorCal in here. Anyway, a 62-year-old male driver apprehended while trying to flee the scene. He was trying to do a hit and run, police said. An initial investigation suggested he was unhappy with the outcome of a divorce settlement. What? And I bet you he was married to a Chinese woman. So don't be thinking that these Asian gals are any better than the Western gals, men. Chinese leader Xi Jinping described the mass hit and run in Zhuhai as extremely vicious. And I think he's right about that, calling for the perpetrator to be punished severely in accordance with the law. So said state broadcaster CCTV reporting. What a mess. They need the Ten Commandments. Like here in America, the Ten Commandments law. A federal judge, unfortunately, has temporarily blocked a godless judge, probably liberal, blocked a Louisiana law requiring the Ten Commandments be displayed in every public school classroom by 2025. This so-called judge said that the challengers have shown that the law here in America, I thought this was America, is likely unconstitutional. Be quiet. Citing this plaintiff's claims that it violates the First Amendment. The First Amendment? Psh. And pressures students into religious observance. No, it doesn't. Stupid. The law signed in June by the state's Republican Governor Jeff Landry requires all public kindergarten through 12th grade schools and state-funded university classrooms to display a poster-sized version of the beautiful Ten Commandments in a large, easily readable font. The temporary injunction is a win for opponents of the law, enemies of Christianity, enemies of America. So-called civil rights groups in this state anticipate an appeal in a continued legal battle that could potentially reach the U.S. Supreme Court. What a mess. It's terrible. You know what else is terrible? An attack on Lunchables. Lunchables have been removed from the National School Lunch Program. I mean, maybe they should eliminate the National School Lunch Program, honestly. Months after Consumer Reports said sodium levels, you know, salt, in the meal kits were too high. Well, maybe the kids need to exercise more so they spend that salt in their sweat. I'm James Hake. Now back to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Hour 3. ¶¶
have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Okay, folks, my bad. I was late again. He black. Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5377-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question for this week, why do you pay attention to yourself? Why do you pay attention to yourself? Amazing. It is an amazing question. This question is so amazing, it makes you want to slap your mama. Amazing. If you're busy and about, you can be listening to the show no matter what you're doing, land up at a beach or whatever. By calling the listen line that's on your iPhone or iPad, 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Wednesday, and it's the last hour of the show on Wednesday. And every Wednesday, it has always been, and it will always be, Manhood Hour. What is a man? What is a man?
It's an adult man. Human male.
Manhood. Hillary or President Trump?
I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Beta! Beta male. A man is a male who turns to man. Alpha male. Live right, be right, and lead the way.
We have seen one estimate that says it would cost $88 billion to deport 1 million people a year.
What price do you put on national security? Is it worth it?
Is there a way to carry out mass deportation without separating families?
Of course there is. Families can be deported together. What?
Now that's a man.
There you go. Your dad is home. Dad is home to stay. Making America great again. Before I go back to the callers, I mentioned early in the first hour of the show today that your government is against you. That was deep. Nick, the Anchor Baby put that together. Talk about editing. Now, that's editing. That's amazing. Thank you, Anchor Baby.
No problem.
Energy given to him by God. Your government is not your friend. Your government is supposed to work for you and not against you. The American government work against you. Hopefully that's going to change now with the Great White Hope in the White House. But they're against you. They want you afraid. They want confusion. They want you fighting with one another. They want you with the high food price. They want you anxious. That's how they control you. And you vote for them over and over and over again. You love being controlled. You love your misery. And you love complaining about your misery. In California, and I played you what was happening down there in Long Beach, California, it used to be a beautiful area. Really did. And this past election we just had, California overwhelmingly passed Proposition 36. Our government is not happy about it. They're not happy about that at all. They don't want propositions to pass. What you may have peace if that works. In case you don't know about Proposition 13, this is from ABC 7. Proposition 13 was perhaps the most high-profile measure on the California ballot, calling for harsher penalties for theft and drug crimes. Watch this from ABC 7.
Existing at the mercy of criminals was very disappointing, very disheartening, and I guess we had to hit rock bottom before finally people woke up and they realized that it's time to take a different turn.
That's the sentiment shared by more than 70% of voters in California, who approved Proposition 36 on Tuesday's ballot.
I'm not surprised.
The measure would bring back harsher penalties for theft and certain drug crimes, issues that have plagued the Bay Area and the state in recent years.
They were really looking for relief from so many people allegedly committing redefined petty crimes and being able to get away with it.
It's a reversal of Prop 47, which passed in 2014, reducing some felonies to misdemeanors. Reclassification meant crimes such as repeat shoplifting merchandise under $950 carried a much lighter sentence.
It's on a felony, you can get up to a year in the county jail, or you could actually go to prison if the circumstances warranted it. On a misdemeanor, misdemeanors are not going to jail. They're going for very minimal time, a weekend or something like that.
Drug crimes under Prop 36, such as fentanyl trafficking, would become felonies.
It was not in the category of cocaine, methamphetamine, or heroin at all, or PCP. It was off on like a possession of a prescription drug, a non-prescription drug.
Amazing, huh? So you would think our government would be happy. Okay, the people have spoken. They want to be safe. Here's the proof that this crime is out of control in California. And the people say, you know what, government, we hired you to protect us from criminals. But our government is not happy about this. They don't like it at all. Governor Gavin Newsom says Proposition 13 will further crowd the jail system and disproportionately affect communities of color. This is from ABC.
Opponents of the measure, which include Governor Gavin Newsom, say Prop 36 would further crowd the jail system and disproportionately affect communities of color. The Curb Coalition, which advocates to reduce prison spending, released this statement Wednesday, condemning Prop 36's passage, calling it a setback and a, quote, misguided attempt to revive the failed war on drugs. Despite SFPD reporting overall crime down 30.6% compared to this time last year, that drop wasn't enough to voters we spoke with, who overwhelmingly agreed Prop 36 is the start of a safer state.
I think right now the city is just kind of having an outcry for just wanting some change.
I don't know if it's going to have a major impact, but I'm hoping it's going to have some impact.
So the government is like, so first of all, Gavin Newsom, is this true that he said that? It appears that he did.
Gavin Newsom is saying, you know what? No, this is not good. The blacks going, too many black people going to jail. If you start locking people up for crime, too many black people going to jail. And I would rather have most of the people, all the people suffering so that so many black people won't go to jail. Governor Newsom do not believe that blacks are incapable of not committing crimes. Isn't that amazing? Think about that. And that's a Democrat that the blacks voted for, and they don't think that you are able to stay out of jail. The jail system would be overcrowded with the blacks. Community of color. Color people can't control themselves like white people. They don't want the thieves, the thugs, the drug dealers, the drug addicts off the street. They want you afraid. Governor Newsom loved this conflict so he could stay in office and control you. He's living how? Remember when they had a little Chinese virus thing? And they were like, don't eat out, don't eat out, don't eat out at the restaurant, don't go to the Governor Newsom at the restaurant with all his little friends. Partying up. But not you. And you vote for him again. You had a chance to vote for Larry Elder and you voted for him. And black people, Governor Newsom does not believe that you are capable of not committing crimes. He's like, no, I don't like this Proposition 36. The black people going to be in jail. What the? In his mind, speaking of what's wrong with the blacks, in his mind, you're criminals. And you're going to overcrowd the system. What do you think about that, black people? '36 will further crowd the jail system and disproportionately affect black community. Because all your folk are going to be in jail. What's wrong with the blacks that they got to commit crimes? And to a point that everybody else has to suffer because the government is working hard to keep the blacks out of jail. Don't do the crime, you won't do the time. So will you continue to vote for Governor Newsom? It's been said that he want to run for president. What the? Black people, these people don't like you. They don't respect you. They see you as criminals. And you vote for them would mean that you see you as criminals if you voted for them. And Governor Newsom doesn't want peace in California. Governor Newsom and this Democratic government in our state is about itself and no one else. Wake up, folks. Let me go to Jeremiah, a first-time caller out of Missouri. Jeremiah, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello. How you doing, Jesse?
All is well, Jeremiah. Thanks for calling.
Hey, I was calling in because I am interested in just getting an understanding on why you talk down on black people.
Are you on a speakerphone, Jeremiah?
No, sir.
Okay. You're speaking right into the phone, right?
Yes. Can you hear me now?
Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just interested in trying to get an understanding on why you speak down to the black community, and black people in general.
I don't see myself speaking down to them. Give me an example of me speaking down to the blacks.
Okay, so even in your show today, you said I'm late, I'm black, as if all black people are just late.
No, I was talking about me. I'm only one person. I said that. And
no,
my
you
bad.
Said it like it's a black thing.
No, I said it's my thing. I'm black. Do you know that I'm black?
Okay. I do understand that.
So
and,
I said,
then, let me give you another example.
I know, but let me do this. Let's do it one at a time. I said, okay. I am black. I'm late. I'm black.
What does that have to do with being black?
And what does that have to do with? Why did you think I said all blacks?
Because you could have said, I'm late. I'm a man. But you didn't.
What?
You
how say, come I couldn't have said it the way I wanted to say it? What the?
But it
so if I said
like
I'm
related.
Late, I'm a man, would I have been talking about all men being late?
Yeah, you would have been relating that to, like, hey, it's a man thing.
Would I?
That's how we took.
But how is so, that? That doesn't make sense, Jeremiah.
It does.
So now, I'm black, and when I say I'm late, in your mind, I'm saying all black people are late. How does that make sense?
You said it like it's an, that's the reason.
Right. I'm black. I'm late because I am black. That is the reason.
Just so you get it. Also,
Don't rush. I'm gonna let you finish the point. But I don't get that. How does that make sense that one person can say I'm wrong, but the whole everybody else believe you're talking about them? How does that make sense?
Understand this. You said I'm late. I'm black. Like the way that you said that was like I'm late because I'm black. Why would you mention your race after saying you're late then? You let me know.
Because I wanted to.
But you know that's not even a logical explanation.
It was for me.
Okay, well, we can leave it there. But I also,
do you see my point, though, that doesn't make sense? That,
so you said if, that
if one black person say that they're late because they're black, that all black people think that they're talking about them, that I don't know how that can make sense to you.
So when you said it, you had no reason for why you said stated your race after you said that you were late.
So when now, I'm no sorry. Reason. Repeat
when
that.
When you said I'm late, I'm black. There was no reason for you mentioning your race.
Other than me being black, there was no reason. And okay, I wasn't mentioning my race. I was mentioning me.
Was that okay? You were mentioning your color. I mean, what was the reason to mention your color?
Because I wanted to. Yeah.
That was just random. It was just random. Okay.
It was intentional.
I would think that the majority of the people would say, nah, he said that because to the reason that Jeremiah is saying he said.
And why
I was, understand it. I understand it, but a reason that I would think that you would mean it that way is just like earlier the gentleman with you was speaking about the white people getting their own community, and you say, well, yeah, they should. They don't got to be putting up with all the blacks' mess. And see how you talking down on black people?
And how was that talking? That's a good example, but how was that on them?
Because you said they shouldn't have to put up with all the blacks' mess. What mess do black people bring?
Well, what happened is that the black people but most black people committed the crimes. Most black people are complaining. They're begging for reparations and affirmative actions. Yeah. And they want you to, the black women are having all these children out of wedlock, and they want the taxpayer to take care of it. And then and then they're blaming the white people for their bad actions, right? And so white people are sick and tired of paying all this taxes for other black people problems, and then they still have to put up with the crime that blacks are bringing into the neighborhood. And so that's why I said I don't blame them for going out and creating their own environment. Am I wrong?
I think that you're totally wrong. The reason I said that you're totally wrong is because you first mentioned crime, right? As part of the mess black people bring.
Okay,
let me land. Listen to this. This whole country was founded on murder. Have you ever heard of the Native Americans? Why are white
people
here?
Have I heard of the what?
Wait. Listen.
No, you said, I ever heard of the what?
The Native Americans.
No.
Yeah, the indigenous people to this land.
What is that?
Murdered.
Who is that?
They were murdered.
Tell me who is that.
From what I know, it would be the so-called people that you would know as Hispanic, the Native Americans.
Are you talking about the Indians?
The black people. Yeah, yes, sir. That's what I'm speaking about. Okay. So understand this. You said blacks bring crime. White people are only here because they murdered everybody. They took this place. This place, America, this country, is built on crime. When you see the red, white, and blue flag, and you hear the national anthem, you ought to think murder. You ought to think rape. You ought to think theft. That's what the red, white, and blue stands for.
Are you black?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Did you know that native mean American, that you were born in this country?
Native, the indigenous.
No, did you know that native mean you were born in this country?
Okay, so I'm not speaking of the people who are born in this country.
But did you know that that's what it means?
Yes, sir. I do.
So let me ask you this about the Indian. Let me ask about the Indian. I understand.
Wait. Jesse, I'm speaking about the people who were here before the precious white boy you speak about. They murdered these people. They killed these people. They raped these people, and they took their land. And you're saying that they shouldn't have to put up with crime? Why aren't they even here? They built this place on crime. When you say Happy Veterans Day, and you hear that national anthem, think of murder and rape, and think of the white man behind it. Yes. That's who you put all your faith in.
So let me ask.
That murderous man.
So let me ask, did the Indians murder, rape, and kill white people?
You mean in self-defense?
Did the Indian murder and rape and kill white people?
From what I can gather, I would say in self-defense. They fought back.
And so the Indians and the white people are at war, and both sides were fighting back, but you seem to think that it was the white people who were wrong, but not the Indians. Why is that?
That's not right. You saying that they were at war. Right
when
now,
you,
in America,
when you're in a war, you don't have a right to defend yourself?
That's the Native Americans. That's the indigenous people. They have the right to defend their land.
And did the white people have the right to defend themselves?
They're not defending themselves. Let me give you a scenario. If you are in your house and you are the indigenous people, you represent the indigenous people. You're in your house. I'll represent the white people. I come to your home and I start to break in and try to take over. I'm not defending myself.
That's all like what the black people are doing to the whites right now. Are you happy with that?
You running away from the point.
But you made no point. They didn't go into the Indian house.
They came
because
into their
the
land.
Indians didn't even have a house. They had tents.
Right, so they came into their land.
But let me ask you this. Have you ever heard of human beings coming together and going to war and to fight over land or to fight over whatever they want? Have you ever heard of that with any other races?
Yes, I have. That doesn't make it right. I can steal your car and say, wait, hey, you never heard of car theft? No. We're speaking about this specific instance right here. Well, this white man that you said shouldn't have to deal with time, he is the author of time in America.
That's not true.
Yes, it is.
It's not.
Why is he here?
The same reason you're here.
He stole the. I'm here because he stole my ancestors.
Are you an Indian?
Are you kidding me?
Are you an Indian?
Are you kidding me? I'm what you would call an African American.
So what do you mean he stole your ancestor?
The same people that came and murdered the indigenous people in this land. They came and kidnapped my forefathers and brought them here.
That's not
and
true.
Now you're saying,
That's
and
not
now
true.
You're saying,
hey, Jeremiah, where you get that from? That's not true.
I got it from that white boy.
Who told you that?
The white boy?
The white boy that told you that lied to you.
McMillan McGraw-Hill?
He lied to you.
Even in the Constitution.
Jeremiah, hold on, because of time. Hold on. The Arabs went over to Africa, Mommy Africa, and the Arabs bought you, your little ancestors. They bought them from other blacks in Africa.
At that time,
black rulers used black people as money, as property, and they sold you to the Arabs, your folks to the Arabs, if they did. And the Arabs, the one that took you around the world and sold you to other countries.
So hold on.
It wasn't white people. It was the Arabs. What do you think about that? What do you think about that?
I'll tell you what I think about that. Right now, what you just did is you deflecting. Listen, I'm going to tell you
So, what do you think about the fact? What do you think about the fact? Hold on, Jeremiah, hold on.
Okay, come on.
What do you, and I want you to respond to that. What do you think about the fact it was the Arabs who, and they still do it. What do you think about the fact it was the Arabs who sold you, they bought you from the blacks, and they, your ancestors, and they took you to around the world. Hold on. And they sold you around the world. And even Big Bump said that in America, there were a whole bunch of black people who owned slaves as well.
That's not true.
And it is true. Big Bob said it, so it's true.
So let me ask you a question.
And then in Mexico, one other quick thing about being so. In Mexico, they sold.
Not even letting me answer your question.
They sold some of the blacks to the Mexicans. Hold on. And they sold some of the Arabs sold some of the blacks to the Mexicans. And because they were dark blacks, the Mexican treated the black, and they still do.
Tell me where the white people bought.
Hold on.
So tell me where the white people bought.
Hold on.
The white people did too.
Jeremiah, hold on.
They did it extremely late.
Jeremiah, hold on. You don't want to hear the truth. Hold on.
I did.
Hold on, Jeremiah. Hold on. Jeremiah, one more thing. Hold on. I'm gonna put Jeremiah on hold. Don't hang up, Jeremiah. And then Jeremiah, the Arabs took your folks over to Mexico, and they sold you to the Mexicans. But because your folks were real black, blacker than the ace of space, the light-skinned black and Mexicans treated the blacks like slaves, and they still do in Mexico right now. What do you think about all that, Jeremiah?
I'll run it right down to you. 52 different countries in Africa, over 2,000 dialects. Everybody is not the same in Africa. So Africans sold the so-called blacks here into slavery.
I just told you they didn't.
They did. They sold them.
They sold them to the Arabs.
To the Arabs. When the sub-Saharan slave trade. You're right about that. And then the Arabs, therefore.
Even the Indian bought slaves.
Then they sold. Wait, Jesse. Then they sold. The Arabs sold it to the white people who took it to another level with the transatlantic slave trade. So you mentioned everybody but the white man.
You heard of the Trail of Tears, right?
Yep.
Even the Indian bought some black folks over there on that Trail of Tears.
So they weren't crying alone.
They were cheering up with the other blacks.
So, Jesse, did white people sell slaves and buy slaves?
I'm sure they did.
So these are the same people. As a matter of fact,
I know they did because I lived on a plantation down in Alabama.
And whenever
my master said he was sick, I would say, yes, master, we sick.
Okay. So check this out.
Thank you, Jeremiah.
These are the same people.
Jeremiah, I got to run, but I spent a lot of time with you.
I got one more question.
Call me again, okay? 888-7753-773. The board is smoking. I can't play no more. Let me go to Johnny, a first-time call. Thank you, Jeremiah. Call me again. Oh, I got to take the break. Johnny, hold on. The rest of the call, hold on. I was trying to hurry. Stop blaming people. Everybody's been enslaved in one form or another. How about now? That was then. This is now. Why are you over there? We should be over here. The treasure chest is now open on D-Live. Back in a moment. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry.
because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she would do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman's gonna have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong, but do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see, but you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature. Okay, quick announcement. The Hake Report is coming up. Hake! And Hake is one white man that's not afraid. And he has good hair. The Hake Report at 9 a.m., right at the top of this hour, from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. You don't want to miss it. And he's raring to go right now. He's about to break the door down trying to get in. But we're keeping him out. We're locking him out for now. And then Joel Friday TV, he black. There's more to him than Arkansas. Men in relationship, pointing people back to the Father, on fire, making punchy TV work, making spicy foods, and it just love, grace, and mercy. If anybody loves grace and mercy, it's Joel Friday TV. He loved both. I don't know who he loved more, grace or mercy. And after Joel Friday TV, at 4 p.m., the American Anchor Baby, a genius, energy given to him by God, to the point he went on Google and became a pilot. He a pilot from Google. No. Do you ever have crashes? I've been watching your show lately. I haven't seen a crash.
You're right. I mean, don't go back like maybe three Fridays. But yes, we've had no accidents since.
And do people fight on your plane?
Sometimes, especially if we fly Spirit Airlines. But we have first class on a lot of the planes.
Nice.
And so first class, we keep the riffraff out.
We love first class. Amazing. At 4 p.m., the American Anchor Baby. All right. You know, the ladies say that they're equal to men. Not all, of course. But I want to know, if you're equal to a man, can you do this, ladies? I really want to know, if you can do this, I might consider allowing you to pretend you're equal to the men. This is recognized as one of the basketball most sought-after shooting coaches. Chris Matthews is also known as Lethal Shooter. Shoots gummy balls into a water. Gummy bears into a water bottle. Gummy bears into a water bottle. Watch this from X.
Today, I'm going to be making gummies through a water bottle. Buckets. Y'all didn't push me to this!
Uh-huh.
Okay. I understand it now. You think I'm crazy, Andrew?
You are a little crazy.
I'm gonna shoot it backwards. I understand it now. NBA range.
I understand it now.
I'm not playing with y'all. Stay locked in.
Amazing. Can you do that, ladies? What's the name of that white woman that's really good with the woman basketball?
Caitlin Clark.
Caitlin, eat your heart out. Caitlin Clark, can you do that? I rest my case. That's pretty neat. Not right on, man. Amazing. Lethal Shooter. I now see why he has a name there. My producer gave me that this morning, my first time seeing it. It's amazing. Let me go quickly to Johnny, out of first time call out of California. Johnny, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
I'm a big fan. Thank you. This is Johnny Fuentes. And I want to ask you, if you want a boat and there was a big battery in the boat and it was sinking, and would you stay in the boat where you would get shot, or would you jump out to the ocean where you would probably be eaten by a shark? Which one would you choose?
I don't know, Johnny. I will have to be in the situation.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you, buddy.
Later.
Bye. Thank you. 888-775-3773. Thank you, Johnny. Curtis out of Texas. Curtis, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
How you doing, Jesse Lee Peterson?
All is well. Thanks for calling.
Yes, sir. First of all, I agree with everything you say. First of all, a man begging for reparation is about as weak as it gets.
You can say
go
that
again. Go get a job.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And I agree with most of everything with politicians and stuff like that and everything going on in this world. A man is mentally and physically always going to be more superior than a woman because she's a weaker vessel, as God calls it. But I don't agree with when you talk about Bible thumpers and that you talk about how God's word is not God's word.
I never said that it's not God's word.
So it is God's word.
I said that. It's the word from God, but the word of God is in your heart.
No, the word you wouldn't know what's right or wrong if it wasn't for you knowing what was in the word of God.
That's not true. You don't know. There's not one person on earth who knows what right or wrong is from reading the Bible, because if they knew what's right or wrong, they would never do wrong.
That's my thing. You say that, but it talks about how a man, scripture says, what Jesus says, if a man look on a woman to lust up after her, he have committed adultery. Now, I wouldn't even know that was in there. I wouldn't even know that was right or wrong if it wasn't for that being written in there. Would you agree?
Right, but he didn't say it was wrong. He just tell you what the commitment, the crime is, but he didn't say it was wrong.
Committing adultery is wrong. Don't you agree, Jesse Lee Peterson?
It shouldn't happen, but what you don't understand in that, what that means is that the crime of looking at a woman in that way is in the imagination. You're lusting in the thought, because the crime is not the action itself, but it's the thought that the crime. And the thought is the one that caused you to carry out the crime, because you believe the lie of the imagination. But if you didn't,
I agree.
If you were not into the thoughts, you would not look at the woman in that way. But you're in your thoughts. You can't look at the woman in a lustful way unless you had the thoughts first.
I agree. The thoughts is evil. But scripture said that the foolishness, the thoughts of foolishness is sin. So our thoughts are definitely sin. Because I don't know about you,
the thought is the sin. That's the problem. And all human beings believe in the thoughts. The Bible's trying to bring you to that aspect. He's trying to let you know that you got to overcome the thoughts, because the thoughts are not yours. And the crime is committed in the thoughts. It's not committed in the physical.
I got you. I had a couple other things, too, that I didn't like that you said. I mean, I hear it a lot, man. You know, I like you, man. I think you're a cool dude. I think you have great wisdom and knowledge. And I think, you know, there ain't nothing more racist than a black person in this day and age. You know what I'm saying? From what I'm seeing. But my thing is right here, man, I'm saying, like, You say that woman's God is Satan.
Yes.
How is that possible?
Because remember when Eve listened to the devil and she can no longer listen to her husband?
Yes. When she went and picked that, got that sin.
She went and she went shopping one day and she met Satan at the market. And when you remember how she listened to the devil, and once she did that, she could no longer listen to her husband, right?
Yeah.
And the reason she could no longer,
God made the man the head of the woman,
and she could no longer listen to her husband because Satan had become her God. And so she can only listen to Satan and not to her husband.
Yeah, but that's easy. That ain't every woman. Now, I know every woman crying. When she crying, she lying. I'm with you on that. I'm with you on women being foolish, you know, over here painting their faces like, you know, clowns and dressing half naked, trying to get the attention of the men. I agree on all them points there, but you can't say every woman is Satan.
But why not? God said it.
No, God ain't never said that.
Yes, he did.
God wouldn't create something that he ate.
May I tell you the proof that he said it? I have the proof. He said that everyone who is born of the flesh must be born of the spirit.
Correct.
And the reason
you're saying that everybody before they get born again are of Satan men.
Yeah, but it comes through the woman, though. It comes through the spirit of, and it's not her, but it's the spirit of evil that made a home in her. And she doesn't, most women don't realize, well, a lot of women do realize, but most women don't realize.
Let's say most.
Yeah.
Most, not all.
Right. No. But most women don't realize that their spirit is evil.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, sorry. Yeah, I was going to say that the woman is, they have a problem submitting to the man nowadays.
Only because Satan is their God. Those women who overcome Satan by forgiving their mothers, forgiving their earthly father, and return to the father, they have no problem at all in obeying their husband. And it's not even up for a discussion because now they can see and they understand.
Yeah, I get what you're trying to say. And the other things I had a problem with, too, is you say that, you know, you make fun of people who stand on God's word and quote it. I mean, as Christians, we're supposed to quote the word of God. We're supposed to stand on the word of God. But then sometimes you quote from the word of God when you condemn them women pastors out there, you know what I'm saying? And they get all mad and upset and all in their feelings.
But the people who say that they're standing on the word of God, they're not standing on the word of God. They're intellectually believed about God, and yet they cry at night. They're angry. They're evil. Mm-hmm. Nothing has changed. But in their mind, which is another lie, they think that they know God and they think that they're standing on the word of God when the word of God is in their heart and they have not returned to the kingdom of heaven within. They don't even know the kingdom of heaven exists within.
Yeah, well, that's Jesus, the kingdom of God, but the kingdom of God is also in heaven too.
Yes, it's in heaven, but it's right here on earth inside of us and if we were to enter into it.
Yes, sir. I see what you're saying.
One more last thing
before you leave.
Okay.
It says, you always say that Jesus is the Son of God.
Right.
But you deny him being God. Why is that?
Because he's the Son. He is the Son and God is the God.
But the Son of God just means God manifested in flesh. Not saying that flesh and blood is God, but what's saying lived in Jesus was God. That's the one that controlled the weather. That's the
Why Jesus never said he was God?
He did call himself God.
Where?
He said, before Abraham was, I am.
But when did he say he was God?
In Revelation 1:8, he said, for I am the Almighty, which was, which is, which is to come.
But
he said he was the beginning. He said he was the ending. Thomas called him my Lord and my God. Why didn't Jesus correct him on that?
Why did Jesus never say that? I'm running out of the clock. Call me on Bible Thumping Thursday, but I do want to know from you, when you call me on Bible Thumping Thursday, why didn't Jesus ever say that he was God? Can you do greater works than God?
Yes, the spirit does all the works.
Can you? But that is can you do greater? You do greater works than God?
I can do great. It says that in John chapter 14, verse 12.
So yeah, Jesus said that you could do greater works than him. Would that make sense for God to tell you you can do greater works than him?
Yes, because he left.
God was telling you, I can do, okay, y'all can do greater works than God?
Yes, because he left early on earth. He left early. He left at, I think he was 30 years old, and 3 years later, he was gone. So, right. Of course, if I'm living 60, 70, 80 years like you living, I'm only 40. Hopefully, I'll get to that one day.
And you will. You're black. Are you black?
No, I'm not black. Everybody thinks I'm black. They think I'm a 6'6 black man, but I'm actually a 5'9, 180-pound white man.
Are you white?
Yes, sir. I was raised in the hood.
That's why you sound black?
Yeah. My whole basketball team was black, and I was the only white one there.
Amazing. Call me on Bible Thumper Thursday, and let me ask, when Jesus said he was going back to the Father, I'm going back to the Father, and I'm going to sit on the right hand of my Father. Was he sitting on the right hand of right side of himself?
No, there's not two gods in heaven. It's his right hand means power and authority of God. He's sitting on the right hand, the power and authority of the throne of God.
Amazing.
And anytime you see the right hand ever mentioned or the arm of God, it's talking about the power and authority, not that one God sitting next to another God.
Amazing.
That old Trinity lie that people are being taught.
Curtis, amazing call. Call me again.
Love you.
All
God
right,
bless you.
Too,
in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
I accept. Thank you, buddy. Super chat. Nice.
Super chat.
Amazing.
Super chats.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, someone bought three. Oh, I already read that one about the prison door being open.
Oh, yes.
Nice.
Amazing.
Luke bought three coffees as well. Where do I email guest recommendations for The Fallen State?
Producer@thefallenstate.tv. Producer@thefallenstate.tv.
I have a good one.
Thank you.
Says,
yeah,
and
thank
he explains
you.
About a little bit about him.
Okay.
Nice. Thank you, Luke. Appreciate that. Charlotte bought our coffee. Hi, Jesse. My husband introduced me to your show earlier this year. At first, I wasn't a fan and even asked him to stop listening. But he kept putting your episodes on. And eventually, one of your older shows just clicked for me. I realized how much of what you're saying rings true. You have completely changed my life as a wife and mother.
Amazing. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it.
Nice. Angband Art bought a coffee. Do demons act against the will of God?
The demon, of course. What the? The demons have nothing to do with God because they've been shut off from the light completely. Of course they go against the will of God. They hate God. What the? That's why they're trying to destroy you. Amazing. Thank you.
Easier done than said, bought a coffee. Good morning, everyone. Love you, brothers. Quick question. My sister is getting married. She wanted either myself or my brother to become an ordained minister to marry them. What do you think about the idea?
Give your sister the finger. What the? How's she going to tell you to become an ordained minister just to marry them? If you obey your sister, you will suffer. Obey, but do what you want.
Cam, I don't think you even have to become an ordained minister to marry people.
Right, you
don't.
I think
you just have to be something of the something. Cam G bought a donated on Cash App. No message.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Cam G. Sion, three coffees. Hey, Jesse, Mommy Africa. Globe emoji with Africa there.
Amazing.
By the way, I don't like that Trump chose Elon Musk as the Department of Government Efficiency along with that Indian. Whatever it takes to make America great again. But I wouldn't trust Elon or Vance. He should choose Jesse in charge of the Department of Health and Human Services because you get people out of their minds with no anxiety pill needed. LOL. Okay, love you. I'll call from Mommy Africa. Until then, no complimenting bony skeleton woman. That goes for Samson, too.
Amazing.
Very nice, Sion.
Thank you, Sion. Amazing. I wish you well over there in Africa, all right? Wish you were hurry back to California. No, not California, wherever you were, Georgia. But I wish you well over there, whatever it is you're doing over there. And thank you. And thank for the recommendation to the Great White Hope Administration. I would love to be a part of that. Thank you. It would be a blessing. Thanks, C.I.
Nazulium bought a diamond on DLive, the DLive crew. Indians brought their slave, as in American Indians, brought their slaves on the Trail of Tears. That's right.
That's right.
I remember hearing that.
They did. I remember that, too. I remember hearing that, too.
Yep.
It's not talked about a lot, so I forget it.
Yeah.
But absolutely.
Aries 1 gave a diamond, no message.
Thank you.
Shout out to the DLive top contributors, Misty, Aries 1, Nazulium, Games for Rec, and the rest of the supporters over on the DLive crew. Thank you, guys. And thank you all. I do believe that that is all for now.
Amazing. Thank you. Nice. Thank you so much. Let me go quickly to Richard, a first-time call out of Texas. Let's see here. Richard, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, Jesse.
Hey, Richard.
Can you hear me good?
Yes, sir.
All right, sir. I got like two or three questions, man. I've forgiven my mom. Maybe not my dad, because my dad, he passed away when I was a kid, so I can't really physically forgive him.
Right on.
But a lot of times in life, anger doesn't really come up. Like, I stay outside of myself looking in, and I'm like, and I see something, like a thought come up, and it goes right away. But sometimes out of the bloom, anger kind of does come up. Like, something kind of frustrates me, just very little. And it frustrates maybe a minute or two, or maybe even an hour, but then it goes away. But I want to work on basically that to never happen. And I already forgave my mom. It went pretty well, honestly.
How old are you?
I'm 27.
Right on. And go ahead.
Yes, sir. But yeah, that's my question. How could I not have that anger no more.
So here's what you do. You're on the right track. Well, all you do now is practice seeing them. Stay present. When you see them, see them. Don't call them you. Don't call the anger you. Don't identify with it at all. Don't call it good or bad. Don't have a conversation. Just watch it. Go about your day and just watch it. Don't try to run away from it. Don't try to fight with it or anything. And I promise you, it will be taken away from you. And eventually, you will never even have to deal with that again. It's not you. It's the spirit in the mind. So all you need to do is watch it. And eventually, it will be gone away, taken away.
All right, right. And my other question is that I do have a woman. We've been together a few years, but we're not married. And we did have a child out of wedlock. And I have seen, you know, hell here and there with my woman. But I have seen that as, you know, as time's gone by, I teach her things and whenever I try to show her things. And she does learn. She does get better in time. She works on her own hell. But sometimes it still comes out of her and I'm like, whoa, Jesus Christ, there it is again. And then, if I want to marry my woman in time or, you know, someday, should I consider that or should I, should I consider, you know, actually marrying my woman and, because I would like to, you know, and I would like to, you know, for us both to be in our paths.
Are you living together?
Yeah, we're living together.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, we are.
Here's what I recommend. Do what you want, but I recommend you let her continue to work on herself. You continue to work on yourself. And when you see that hell come up in her, just like you say, hey, look, I see that anger. But be patient because she's going through the same thing you're going through. It's like, you know how the anger come up in you sometime and you just want it to go away forever? If she's working on herself, she's dealing with the same thing. So for now, you both of you just work on yourself. And if you should get married, you would see it clearly. It wouldn't be a question. It would be clear. So wait until you can see it clearly.
So wait, just wait until I literally see it clearly.
Yeah.
For that decision.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
And I'm not telling you guys you got to break up with her or anything, but just wait until you can see clearly. And she would be, if she's working on herself, she will see clearly too. And you will have a marriage that will last until death do you part. But if you're working on yourself and she's not working on herself, it's not going to work.
No, yeah, I definitely do see us both working on things.
Yeah.
And
well, give it time.
Me, I've always... Okay.
What were you about to say?
And I was going to say that, you know, I see her working on herself also. Because in the beginning, I never saw that hell.
Yeah.
But once we started living together and then after the few years...
Yeah.
Whoa, what is that? I didn't see that in the beginning.
Did she forgive her mother?
Oh, that's another thing, too. I've noticed that she does not want to do that.
Well, she's not going to be free until she forgives. You know what? I'm so out of time. Are you able to call me back either tomorrow or another day?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I could do that.
Okay, call me back and remind the person to answer the phone that I told you to call back.
All right, man.
So they'll let me know. All right. Talk to you, Richard.
Thank you.
Bye. I am so out of time. The Hake Report is coming up now. The Hake, H-A-K-E Report.com. And then at the 11 a.m. Joel Friday, right after the Hake Report, Joel Friday, 11 a.m. Pacific Time. And then the American Anchor Baby at 4 p.m. Pacific Time. 4 p.m. Pacific Time. Work on yourself, folks. You can be free, right? It's in your mind. It's just a thought. It's not real. And the thoughts bring on the emotions. And emotions are not real, and they're not necessary. Do the silent prayer. Forgive your mama and your daddy. All races of people. Forgive your mama and your daddy. Do the silent prayer. RebuildingTheMan.com/prayer. I'll be back tomorrow. Bible Thought for Thursday. If the Lord is willing, the creek don't rise. Bye. You can't run from evil within yourself or outside of self. You got to deal with it. And you need good in order to deal with evil. And God is good. You need to return to the Father. And you'll see within you, he will fight the battle for you. And he will fight it without. Because he will show you how to deal with it. And you will have no fear. Love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your might, along with nothing else. Nothing else means yourself. Your children, your wife, your things, your ego, your reputation, and all that. You can't care about any of that. The children of anger will use it to control you. But if you love God, he will renew your mind, and none of those things will be before him. And so when they go after you, oh, well, you may take my body, you may take my things, but you're not going to take my soul. And that's a true reality. I have books that are amazing. I highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. The blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy,
or call 800-411-2663.
Thank you, JL.